Helping addicted gamblers online is one of the major topics at the annual conference of the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling, taking place in Madison this week. There are now more than 1,400 internet gambling sites that allow computer users to wager at home without heading out to the casino or the racetrack. Now, thanks to the work of people like Kevin O'Neill of the New Jersey Council on Compulsive Gambling, gamblers who get hooked can also get help with the click of a mouse. He says his group has convinced many of the internet gambling companies to include links on their web page to counseling sites that have information on how to get help.
You can find out what therapists who help problem gamblers, where they are, what's their phone number, what's their email address. You can get lots of information about, do I even have a problem with gambling? You know, I think I might. Well, you can go to a site and take a short test, a 20-question test, and it'll tell you whether you have problems or not, and it might offer you some suggestions as to where you might want to try to get some help.
O'Neill says he'd like to see state governments mandate the problem gambling links on all internet betting sites. The rise in the number of problem gamblers is one of the main arguments used by those who want to ban online gambling, and O'Neill says most companies that run web-based casinos understand that.
This is exactly what the United States gambling industry did not do years ago, and they denied compulsive gambling as a problem, and what it resulted in was them becoming more regulated. This internet gambling industry has learned from the land-based industry, from the tobacco industry, and from the alcohol industry, and they've learned their lessons well.
While most of the addiction counseling websites don't actually provide personal counseling on the site, they do provide links to chat rooms where addicted gamblers can learn from others how to overcome their addiction. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.